USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden once insisted that two decades of U.S. backing had left Afghanistan forces capable of defending themselves. That's not what's happening, as another province has fallen to the Taliban over the last 24 hours.
They've got to fight for themselves, fight for their nation. The United States, I'll insist we continue to keep the commitments we made of providing close air support and paying all their salaries. But they've got to want to fight.
Democrat New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will take over the governor's mansion in less than 2 weeks as disgraced Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo will resign over sexual misconduct facts presented by the New York Attorney General. Ms. Hochul on Wednesday.
I will travel the state to meet New Yorkers, to listen to them, to assure them that I've got their backs.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
As the border crisis continues to worsen, the drugs coming into this country are flowing greater than ever. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says they've made a major drug bust on the southern border. The agency said Wednesday that it made what is believed to be one of the largest methamphetamine seizures in the nation's history at a border crossing in California. Agents stopped a truck and trailer at the Otay Mesa port of entry on August 5th, containing nearly 3 tons of meth and fentanyl powder, worth an estimated $12.9 million. The driver of that truck was arrested and faces federal drug charges that carry a maximum of life in prison. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A Panamanian registered ship, the Crimson Polaris, ran aground in a Japanese harbor Wednesday morning. The 40,000-ton ship then split in two on Thursday and was leaking oil. The cargo ship was carrying wood chips. The Japan Coast Guard said no injuries have been reported and oil had not reached Japan's coastline. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Trump on Wednesday congratulated Missouri Governor Mike Parson for pardoning the attorneys Mark and Patricia McCloskey. You might remember them, the St. Louis couple charged with Class C misdemeanors, wielded guns at a Black Lives Matter mob who broke into their gated community. Quote, they were defending their property, and if they had not done what they did, their property would have been completely destroyed and they could have been badly beaten or dead. Great going, Mike. End quote. Missouri Democrat Congresswoman Cori Bush on CNN.
There are pardons that we have been asking for, pardons that actually should happen in Missouri, and that was not one. I will not stand by and allow him or our governor to hurt the very people that are doing the work that they should be doing.
Mark McCloskey on Fox News.
Well, you know, she also said, I think my day will come. I think she made a direct threat. But, you know, if she thinks she can intimidate us, then she's mistaken. I mean, when she was standing outside my fence chanting into a megaphone, you can't stop the revolution. Well, then she has her gall to stand up in the halls of Congress and say anyone who supports insurrection shouldn't be allowed to walk the halls of Congress. Well, she's the only one I know in Congress that's actively and vocally in front of me advocated the violent overthrow of this country.
Mark McCloskey also announced a Senate run.
The Marxists and the leftists in this country were really getting close to ending our system of government. We made a vow that 4th of July morning, just put our lives on hold and do everything we can for the rest of our lives to save this country.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.